Welcome to the Bundesbag Preview Podcast, a ride on the football fairground. Well, hello everybody, and I should probably say good morning, because there's a good chance you'll be listening to this in the morning, or there's a possibility you could be listening to this in the afternoon. I don't know why I bothered, really. It's the Bundesbag. The Bundesbag is back, and the Bundesbag is back because the Bundesliga is back. I love the international football, don't get me wrong, I'm all over it, but I think I might have complained about this the last time. I'm not sure about these international breaks, you know. Having a game on the Friday, well, everyone's used to having a game on a Friday, but then having to wait with virtually no football at all the way through till Tuesday, just has a whiff of closed season about it. I don't think it's entirely healthy, personally. But there it is. Let's have a quick look ahead to this weekend's Bundesliga action, starting this evening at Cologne. Where they welcome their nearish neighbours, Borussia Dortmund. It's quite a big game. It's quite a big derby game, that. As back in the day, before Cologne sort of became a relatively big club, Borussia Dortmund fans were all over Cologne. Cologne was very much a Dortmund city. These days, I believe things are different. I refer you to the fine works of Uli Hesse on the Soccernet website to learn more about the character of football culture in Cologne over recent years. Anyway, back to the football. Dortmund, they're in just magnificent form. Well, they were in magnificent form before this interminable break. And Cologne, less so. Zvonimir Soldo is under pressure. I guess they probably need a result, don't they? Dortmund have been a bit like a steamroller, so who knows how this is going to go. I think I know how it's going to go. I think it's going to go for an away win, but we'll see. And it's on the telly tonight, in full, no worries, no cut-offs, no rugby, Bundesliga fans. So I hope you enjoy the game. I know I will be. I think I'll probably be doing a little bit of tweeting during the match on the Bundesbag account. So if you follow the Bundesbag on Twitter, then why don't you say hello. Move on to Saturday then. Well, Bayern Munich have got a tough game against third-place Hannover. Yes, that's right. Bayern Munich have a tough game against third-place Hannover. Deal with it. Schalke and Stuttgart are playing in what could be a very early six-pointer, or Sechspunkter, as we like to call them in Germany. I don't live in Germany, by the way. That's going to be a fraught and tense and desperately unpleasant encounter, but it should be a lot of fun to watch, just to see how irritated Felix Magath gets on the touchline. Werder Bremen against Freiburg, and where are Freiburg in the table now? What's it, fifth? Fifth, you say? Good Lord. And where are Werder Bremen? 13th. There's just something not quite right about all this, is there? It's as if the world has been turned upside down. Where was I? Oh yes, Mainz. Now then. Here we go. So hands up, how many people think Mainz are going to lose tomorrow? That many, eh? Blimey, I don't know. Well, Hamburg are very, very good, aren't they? But then Bayern Munich was supposed to be very, very good. And in fact, Hoffenheim was supposed to be very, very good. I mean, you know, how long can Mainz do this? Thomas Tuchel, he not only picks good players and has good players, but he seems to be able to rotate the players and he seems to be able to adjust his tactics. You do wonder how long he can keep it going for. And you do wonder, to an extent, what's going to happen when the run breaks. Because surely it must do. They're not going to win every game in the Bundesliga, are they? Are they? I don't know. Moving on. Sampoli are at home. Nuremberg. Ooh, that's going to be a nasty one, isn't it? Lots of niggling, I reckon, is probably going to be going on there. I like Nuremberg this season. I think they're really, really hard nuts. And I think they're working really hard. They know. Dieter Hecking knows how hard it is. I think he's going to do everything he can to keep them in the Bundesliga, obviously. And the evening or the late afternoon game is a tasty one, isn't it? Wolfsburg against Bayer Leverkusen. Steve McLaren's Wolfsburg just having a slight stutter prior to the international break. And Bayer Leverkusen up and down, aren't they, really? But when they're on fire, they're on fire. Moving to Sunday then, and Kaiserslautern versus Eintracht Frankfurt. We don't need to know too much about that, do we? I don't suppose so. But on the 4:30 kickoff is Hoffenheim v Gladbach. Goals guaranteed aplenty there. And once again, the good people of ESPN clearly don't have any egg chasing to cover this weekend. They're showing the whole game in full. That's really good of them, isn't it? Anyway, sorry to rush through, but it's very, very early in the morning and I've got to go to work. You can, well, I hope you enjoy all the fixtures over the course of the weekend. The Bundesbag will be back on Monday morning, with a full roundup, full blog post, and I will try to write something a little bit different during the course of next week, because I do feel as if I've neglected the old girl. Anyway, that's that. Enjoy. See you next time. Cheerio. Catch the latest Bundesliga blog posts on www.footballfairground.com. Follow the Bundesbag on Twitter at twitter.com/Bundesbag.